Welcome to the Encourage Podcast. We are all different ages and different life stages, and we come from different cultures and churches, but our common thread is the hope of Jesus. Here's some of that hope to get you through today.
Today's devotion is written by Kathy Lipp and is titled, It's Time to Redefine Helper in a Biblical Marriage. There was a time when I wore my ability to keep on working, even when others couldn't or wouldn't, as a badge of pride. This was especially true as a busy mom. I had a long list of places I wanted to give my time and attention because I believed my help, my busyness, was the only valuable thing I had to give. My favorite compliment during that time was, I don't know how she does it. How did I do it? By being resentful, mad, and exhausted. The tendency to let others take advantage of my willingness to help even seeped into my marriage. Not only was I expected to manage the lion's share of the kid duties, but also all the cleaning, meal prep, shopping, laundry, and any extras that popped up. My role, or so it seemed to my husband and I, was supposed to be my joy. Oh, my husband had tasks as well. But while the length of our lists may have been equal, the impact of those duties was a complete mismatch. My list looked like this. Meals, laundry, dishes, managing kids' schedules. While my husband's list contained these tasks. Mowing the lawn, getting the car's oil changed, cleaning the gutters, filling the cars with gas. While we both had lists, the lists were not equal because my tasks carried a heavier mental load and things that had to be done regularly. If I only cooked dinner or washed laundry as often as my husband changed the oil and cleared the gutters, that would be a problem. Mental load has become a popular phrase over the past several years, and it is an apt descriptor of what it takes to keep a home running. For example, mental load takes into account not just the actual activity, getting your child to a birthday party, but all of the other tasks that precede the event. RSVPing, shopping for a gift, pulling together a cute outfit for my child to wear, making sure the child is clean, checking to make sure that cute outfit still fits, wrapping the gift, having my child sign the birthday card. This example might seem minor, but it illustrates all the unseen, unnoticed, and unappreciated to-dos, so our household doesn't run off the rails. As someone who speaks and writes on decluttering, I teach women how to get more done and help each other out, and those are both great. However, I needed to start by admitting that my expectations did not line up with reality or a biblical view of marriage. As a result, I found no joy in my role as wife and mother, only exhaustion and resentment. Why was I the only one who saw the invisible work left undone? Why was so much left up to me? Years later, when I got remarried and went from 2 kids to 4, I knew this household could not run like my last one. If it did, bitterness, resentment, and anger would just pop up again. I had been taught that God created Eve as a helper for Adam. Genesis 2:18. But what I had not been taught was that the word helper in Hebrew, ezer, does not imply subordination, but rather a partnership. In fact, ezer is the same noun used in Psalm 33:20 to describe God as our help and our shield. When you start to see yourself as not just someone who makes life work for others, but as a partner to create the kind of life you both want, everything changes. No one is over the other. Rather, we treat each other as cherished children of God. Here are 3 ways Roger and I follow God's leading for a partnership. Number 1, we each do the tasks we are naturally better at, but help each other out. I am more of a list maker, organizer kind of person, but Roger is more of a long-term planner. While I still manage most of the cooking, cleaning, and laundry, Roger makes sure I'm never alone in those tasks. He unloads the dishes every night, carries the laundry up and down the stairs, and lugs all the groceries from the car. While Roger handles most of the finances, I deal with our medical claims and reimbursements. Neither of us feels alone because the other one is always right there alongside. We are each other's helpers. Number 2, a couple of times a year, Roger is crazy busy at work and at church where he serves on the tech team. During those weeks, everything at the house is completely up to me. When I'm on a book deadline, Roger keeps the laundry going, cooks meals, and makes sure we have clean dishes. At least 3 times a day, I ask Roger if he needs anything, and he probably asks me the same question 5 times a day. Number 3, we agree on what needs to be done and work together until it's finished. Sure, there are some tasks each of us prioritizes, but what's important to him is important to me because he is important to me, and vice versa. So while he may not get my burning desire to organize the pantry, he works with me because he knows it's important to me. Here's the thing. I'm still a busy woman, but in my busyness, I no longer feel alone or taken advantage of. Now, instead of making sure everyone's life around me works, I have a partner who works with me so we can both be the best God has called us to be. To read more from our writers, visit encourage.me. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode, and find us everywhere on social at Encourage.
Stay organized and inspired every day of the year with an Encourage Agenda Planner. Full of scripture to encourage you, the Encourage Seeing God in Every Season Planner also includes monthly devotions from your favorite Encourage writers. Pick up our brand new Encourage Planner at encourage.me/podcast. The Encourage Podcast is brought to you by Dayspring. For over 50 years, Dayspring has created quality cards, books, and gifts that help you live your faith. Find out more at dayspring.com.